the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
That's what they got the they got the HIPAA laws for now. You can't do that.
No, I'm saying, though, it's a scuffle, right? You trying to calm her down, you're holding
her.
Why are you doing all that? Pop it to the ribs.
Shit. I told that woman, I said, spit on me, kick me, do anything to me, I'm going to whoop your white ass. And she thought I was playing with her. I had to show her that I wasn't playing with her. I was like, touch me again and see what happens. And she was like, okay. I was like, yeah, touch me again.
That's crazy.
Because for a whole hour, I let her whoop my ass. And I was like, I'm not going to touch her. I'm going to act civilized. I'm going to act like a little white person. Fuck that. That nigga came right up out of me.
See, I can't do no job like that. What's that, did you name?
I can see five times choking one of them.
Is Janae here? I can't hear her.
I heard her. I see. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. What's up, baby?
Yeah. My man, I got to work Super Bowl weekend, but it's cool.
Not me. I'm having a Super Bowl pie.
What, man? Who got to work Super Bowl weekend?
I do.
Don't feel bad. I do, too.
Yeah, but I work midnight, so you can go to the party.
I can't go to the
party. Oh.
I got to be there 4 in the morning. Ain't no partying for me.
And the sad thing is that I bought my damn straight slamming ticket, right, to go to the Freddie Gibbs concert. Now I want my damn money back.
You can't return the ticket? Send it to somebody.
Hell. One of my friends said he can go back, but I know he on bullshit.
Put that motherfucker on Craigslist.
But don't nobody want to go see Freddie Gibbs like that. Like,
shit,
I mean,
you never know. Never know.
He
kind of
stopped me.
They sell pussy on Craigslist.
You stupid as hell. I saw that too. And old girl, I had to delete her ass on my Facebook page. And she was getting on my goddamn nerves for promoting the ass on Facebook.
Hey, promote names?
Yeah,
she's
I'm telling you, man,
on my pen.
You can get it on Craigslist or whatever you want. You got two places you can get it, guaranteed. YouTube or Craigslist.
Man,
you want to know how to make a
bomb?
Go to YouTube. They'll show you.
Oh,
you want to learn how to steal a car? Go to YouTube. They'll show you. Step by step.
You just get pussy on Craigslist like that.
It's there, man. You got to be careful, though, man, because, you know, motherfuckers be tricking motherfuckers on Craigslist, man.
Fuck around, going to be the feds on your ass.
Ain't that what that dude did all that killing at? I don't mess with that Craigslist shit.
Yeah, that's where he did all that killing at. The Craigslist killer that made a little movie out of his ass.
Yeah, but see, that motherfucker wasn't watching CSI Miami. That's how he got caught. Because the ratio don't play. You know what I mean? I mean, if you really pay attention to it and you watch all those cop shows,
they show you shit.
They tell you how to get away with murder.
Shit, they know
what time to leave.
Drug dealers how to get smart.
Nah, if you're going to watch anything, watch Forensic Files. That's what shows you.
No, I'm talking about these little dumbass drug dealers at the gas station. They're starting to piss me off. Because my
well,
son,
if you post
watching them.
If you post shit on Facebook with drugs, you wonder
no,
how you get caught.
Stupid.
You take a picture with a pound of weed and goddamn 4 guns, and you wonder how you got caught. You on Facebook, motherfucker.
Yeah, I got to agree with you on that one, dog. I seen one motherfucker on Facebook. It was 3 guys.
Dude, I just seen a dude.
They
I just
robbed
seen
a jury.
Dude with, they robbed a jury store.
Yeah, they robbed a jury store or something. And they got away with a nice amount of money. They took pictures with the jewelry on and the money in their hand, and they took the pictures on and posted them on Facebook.
No, they didn't.
I called them an hour later.
Dumb motherfucker. They can trace your fucking computer.
Now, you know
now
that the dude who robbed Harris Bank on Fifth Ave when Obama was in town, them Negroes still ain't got caught. They ain't going to get caught. They probably long gone. They still looking for
them. They out of state.
Fuck. They was some smart motherfuckers. They waited right to the motherfucking A. Right to Obama came again and robbed the motherfucking bank. They knew wasn't no police going to be around.
Yeah, that's smart.
They still looking
that's
for
smart.
They still look for their asses.
That's very, very smart.
Man,
I can't wait to have to come to Minnesota.
You know,
it'd be about three or four banks.
Nah, I ain't gonna
I'm
be greedy. Just hit one. Just hit one.
Fuck that. I'm hitting about three. I'm hitting as many as I can.
I'm hitting the one farthest away from his ass too.
I'm in
Blaine.
Was all up at Roosevelt at the time when Obama was in town. I'm like, you idiot ass bastard. Stop of him, stupid.
Obama actually came to Gary?
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
He was at Roosevelt.
But then he come to Gary for Gary, predominantly black. He got everybody's vote anyway. He ain't got a campaign there.
Yeah, but he came there and was predominantly white in the audience.
Well, it's close to Chicago. You know, that's his state there.
Them tickets, it was so packed out there, it was ridiculous. They had people standing in line to get a ticket to go up in there.
Damn.
Like, 2 weeks before he came, it was so many. I had never seen so many white people come to Gary in my life. Besides Michael Jackson died.
Yeah, I got to say, it had to be a bunch of white folks in there when Mike died. Had to be. You know, what they ever do with his crib?
It's still there's a historical, and it's a historical site now.
Yes,
whatever.
I mean, whatever they call
it. Go. Shit ain't historical.
Well, you know how they put
but
it on there that
they
can't get through down. They made it historical site. That's what I meant.
And that's the cleanest, and that's the sad thing, because that's the cleanest, probably the cleanest block in Gary. Next to Roosevelt. That's probably the cleanest block, and I'm so fucking serious.
Fuck that. I move out there. I want to stay on 2300 Jackson Street there.
Block is garbage. The only thing playing on that motherfucker is that house. That block.
That one house,
They get fined. Shit, they get fined over there. My friend just told me she got fined for having trash in front of her house. They handing out tickets like there ain't no. Now, you would think they would do it all around Gary, but they hand out tickets over there like it ain't nobody's business.
They won't give me a ticket.
I work for the city of Gary. Them motherfuckers weren't doing shit.
They ain't shit, but you know what the sad thing is? The police ain't shit because how rallies get robbed right across the street from the police station? Come on, man.
Yeah, you got to be a bold motherfucker to do some shit like that.
Because they know there's only probably three police in Gary.
Shit,
you just... You worry about the goddamn state. You ain't Gary, you looking at Gary police as goddamn top flight security.
Yeah,
you worry about the state, man. Motherfuckers don't worry about the Gary police no more. You ride, you back in the day, you used to look and see Gary police. You be like, oh shit. Now you look, oh, that's just top flight security. Fuck them.
Because they showed up pulled me over for shit, man. I've been pulled over by county probably more times than I've been pulled over by Gary. And
that's
the
only your county or state.
Shit, my life is going to
I'm up sitting there talking real slick, but I dare you motherfuckers to get on and get in front of them and call them top flight.
Fuck that. I ain't stupid, especially a nigga. They'll beat my ass. Call the goon squad and everything. I got my ass whooped by Gary police. I don't want to remake.
Yeah, I remember.
Stupid, man. Yeah, I know you do. Use another squad car. Shit.
Hey, they got out my squad car just to whoop your ass.
It was just to whoop my idea, man. That's fucked up. Them bastards, that's why they top flight security.
Nah, motherfucker, tell the truth. You was in that, oh, I'm the nigga you love to hate.
Honestly, I didn't say a goddamn thing to dude. I was looking at him. That motherfucker stopped and said, nigga, oh, you think you tough. I didn't say a goddamn word to him because I already got slammed to the goddamn car before they put me in there. I knew when to shut the fuck up. I was just looking at his ass. That motherfucker stopped. Oh, you think you tough? And when I next thing I know, it's about six other motherfuckers whooping my ass in there.
What the fuck you mean, muggle?
I didn't motherfucker got punched in the fucking eye. What the fuck you mean? Why I mean muggle? Motherfucker reach around and slap me like.
He's not as tough as he thinks.
Tow his ass up, tow him a new asshole up in there. You hear me?
Yes.
But I said, they tow that ass up. Hey, they whooped that motherfucker from beginning to end.
With handcuffs on, dirty bastards.
Well, it wasn't like you was going to swing back.
Right. You going to take that ass like everybody else.
Shit.
Right.
Might as well swing. If you're getting your ass whooping, you already going to get your ass whooped. You might as well try to hit one. So you saying if you get your wait a minute? So you said what? Now I done got charged by the goon squad in prison before. I did try to swing at one and got my ass whooped, but at least I felt good that I swung at one.
Now get the fuck out of here!
Yeah, get the fuck out of here! You gonna just take a ass whooping and you not gonna at least try to hit one of the motherfuckers? Are you serious? Who am I talking to nowadays? You know you getting
man.
You know you gonna get your ass whooped anyway. You already know this.
Let's be real.
We being real. You know you're getting your ass whooped, dude, from the beginning of the, from first off. So when you try to hit one.
So what you're telling me is that day, had they took them handcuffs off of you, you was going to swing on them.
I'd have swung on these one. I'm already going to get my ass whooped regardless. If I didn't swing, I still got my ass whooped. But the thing is, I got my ass whooped and didn't swing. I didn't swing and got my ass whooped. So what more could have happened?
Well, I ain't getting hit,
motherfucker. I know you didn't get touched, motherfucker.
Hey. Well, okay, now looking back on it in retrospect, had you shut your motherfucking mouth, you probably wouldn't have
got the hell out of here. No. The motherfuckers already was whooping my ass before I said something. I was tied to, they handcuffed me to a goddamn tree and was already whooping my ass, so don't even go there.
So basically,
I'm going to talk my ass. I'm already getting my ass whooped. I might as well talk my shit with it. Fuck it. You're going to whoop my ass if I be quiet. You're going to whoop my ass if I talk shit. At least I feel better. At least I can say something before you bust my motherfucking mouth.
So, in other words, what you're saying is when the police rolled up on you.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
And you were going to swing back. Who the fuck you think you're talking to, man?
I sure would. Motherfucker, I didn't. Never mind. Back then, yeah, I'd have tried. I'm not going to. I already get my ass whooped. Why not?
I ain't calling you.
Give me a reason why not.
Hold on, brother. Hold on, man. You're too hostile. Now calm down. Now, by no means am I calling you a punk. By no means am I saying that. But you would have to be a goddamn fool that particular day to call yourself saying, I'm going to swing back. Not only did we have House out there, we had House, Outlaw, what was the one white cop that they called RoboCop? Man, dog, that was suicide. And you knew that would have been suicide.
I'm going to get into this conversation. I'm just wondering. What did House do to y'all?
House slapped my nigga like slapped my dude so goddamn hard. I thought we was going to die in that motherfucker.
Nah, that wasn't House. That was Bronzefield.
Oh, that was Bronzefield to smack Butch?
Yeah, that did.
Nah, smacked him. Slapped him a new color.
Hey, dog. Hey. I swear to God, after he smacked him, just looking back at it, this is all I can think about after he smacked
him. I'm Rick James, bitch. It's a celebration, bitch.
That's fucked up.
Hey, looking back on it, I thought he was thinking I'm Rick James. You know how on the Dave Chappelle, how he's like, what the five niggas say to the face? That's just how he slapped.
Hey, whose shoes were they trying to take that day, man?
They took my goddamn shoe.
Oh, that was you. They was like, yeah, I like these motherfuckers. They broke my hat, so don't feel bad. And then
threw my shit in the garbage, man. Thank God my mother came up there, man. The motherfuckers threw my shit in the garbage. Gonna tell me I had to walk home barefoot.
At least y'all got to walk home, though.
I ain't walk nowhere. Shit, I gotta run.
At least y'all, you get what I said, motherfucker. At least y'all got to go home.
Well, fuck it. Look, I'm gonna tell you something, man. I ain't never said this to you since that incident happened, but you brought that on yourself.
I didn't bring that to myself. It happened.
Yes, you did. Had you not jumped in front of Mr. Charlie when you did, you wouldn't have been accused of it. See, you jumped in front of Mr. Charlie. Hey, you said what you said. And, hey, that's how you got accused. So
It happened. Ain't nothing I can say about it. It just happened. Oh well, I did my little time and it was all right. Became a better person after all that bullshit.
Now let's see. Did you learn the lesson out of all that shit? Because evidently my son ain't learned the lesson yet, and he's 7.
Oh no!
And I had like 3 police officers scared the fuck out of him, and it don't work.
Have you just been to jail, or have you went to prison yet?
Whoa, hold on. He only
7.
What the hell is he doing?
I thought she said 17.
No, he told the police officer he wanted to be a drug dealer because he liked their cars and their rims and their money.
Okay, so now let me ask you, when did you smack the shit out of him?
I already did that.
I already beat the fuck out of him, everything. It don't work.
So I guess
your son is like... You obviously do not know who you are fucking with.
I guess that's his response. You don't know who you fucking with. I'm going to be a baller.
And that's why his little ass is finna... Like I told him, I said, I could put you at LCJC, but I got something better for your little ass.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Do you date drug dealers?
Nope, it's what we pull into. I told you we was at the gas station. This dumbass motherfucker go pull up to the gas station. It's a crackhead standing outside. I mean, y'all bold as hell to be selling drugs like that. The crackhead jump right into your car. You ain't even got tinted windows, dude. We see what you doing.
How does him at 7 know about a goddamn drug dealer's life?
Because he did, dog. Wait, hold on.
Come on, man. Now, you really can't say that, dog. Because at 7, we knew everything everybody was doing.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm asking her. I mean,
you're living in like a baller hood.
Is it a spot on your block?
His daddy does it. How many times I'm gonna say that?
That's exactly why.
He's the problem.
He shouldn't even bring that shit around
this
show anyway.
I told him that, and he keep on saying, man, I don't be trying to do nothing around him. I tell him to go in the other room. Really? Really, Timothy, do you want me to slap the shit out of you?
That sound like our auntie them saying they in the basement changing clothes when they down there smoking weed when we was young. Like we don't know what the hell they doing.
If I don't send them to his dad's house, it's against the law. I can go to jail. If I do send them to his dad's
Do he sell dope out his crib?
I can't prove it, but I think he does.
Well, shit, that's the reason right there. You ain't got to let your shorty go.
Nah, it's cool. Like I told him, I said, keep on. I said, don't even worry about it, boo. I'd rather go to jail than send my son back over there.
I mean, come on. 7 years old, you got motherfucking SWAT or flashbang through the window and shit. That's traumatizing. He'll be fucked up for life.
Well, I know that. That's why he's not going to be going back over there. If his daddy get on my damn nerves. Like I told that girl, you don't know what's going on. You only see and hear what he got to say. A father needs to be in his child life. I said, he's telling you what you want to hear, dumbass.
That's crazy.
Like I told my son, I'm finna give your little ass a reality check. Put his little ass in jail, close them doors.
They don't got that skit, they don't do that scared straight program no more.
No. Man, they did this shit my freshman year. A lot of people thought this shit was funny.
Did you ask if they got the scared straight program?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I really did.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
Now, before you say that, how they act, how it's so bad nowadays, and how the criminals are nowadays, you don't think that probably will help to put them motherfuckers in a prison instead of in a jail? Or giving them, like they do in nowadays, they give them 2 days, 3 days, let them out, let them build up their crimes now and then wait till they're a certain age and then lock them up forever. You don't think that'll help?
Hey, man, look, I'm going to tell you something, dog. I was in the Scared Straight program in the sixth grade. That shit stopped me from stealing for about 2 weeks. And I was right back in Carlos stealing Twinkies.
But what the main thing you just said, though? It stopped you from stealing for that 2 weeks, didn't it? So it did help. So I guess what I did say wasn't as stupid as what you just said. 2 weeks is better than no weeks.
But I was still right back to stealing Twinkies.
Because you got around the environment you again. After them 2 weeks,
once I got over the fear of being caught.
But it took you 2 weeks for that.
Stealing Twinkies and now later and all kinds of shit, man. I cost college at least $100 a month.
But you did stop, though. That's a step.
Yeah, for 2 weeks. I took that goddamn SWAT. Fuck that shit, man. That scared shit. That shit don't fucking work, man. Only time shit like that work, man, is when you in rock bottom, man. Until you hit rock bottom, ain't shit gonna work for you.
Well, shit, I'm at rock bottom, so with that being said, some need to scare the hell out of him.
I can't say that because some people hit rock bottom and just don't give a fuck.
You got time. I was seven.
Okay, but he's bad as hell. There's a difference between having when you say, oh, my tail not bad. I'm not into now. I know my tail bad as hell. The difference is I'm going to keep on putting my foot in his ass until I ain't got no more foot left.
Well, apparently you ain't putting your foot in deep enough.
He ain't spitting no ass whoopings, he'll change.
You give enough ass whoopings, it'll change.
I'm telling you, it's like when a man whoop his ass, it's totally different. It's like, it sticks. The minute I whoop his ass, it's like it sticks for about an hour, and then he back to doing the same shit that he got in trouble for.
Now, this is what you do. Handcuff his ass and lock his ass in the goddamn bathroom.
No, that's child abuse, man. There you go.
Exactly.
Handcuff his ass and lock his ass in the bathroom and be like, now you in jail, motherfucker. Now you sit.
Nah, don't do that.
Lock his ass in. Make sure he can't get out. With the cuffs on.
Hold on. Man, you can't do that, man. Your mom ain't never handcuffed your ass. And you did a lot of shit.
She said she's at her rope. She's at rock bottom. When you're at rock bottom, you got to go outside the box. You have to.
How do you at rock bottom?
Then, you agree with me?
Yeah, you still got time.
Let's see.
You could save them.
Hold up. Let's see. Report card time. We just rolled around the corner. I got my daughter report card. She got all A's and one B. Just one. And it was in computer technology. Got my son's report card. He got like four incompletes and one A in gym.
Oh, I thought you was about to say he had FID. I know somebody had a report card.
And cut his ass and put him in a goddamn bathroom.
And no matter what I do,
call.
It's like, I walked him into the school building today. Got my little boy doing the game hands. I said, dude, You don't even know me. I've been a fucked your little ass up. I said, don't touch my son no more. Don't say nothing to him. I said, don't even touch yourself.
Whoa.
I said, the routine, if you walk your ass up to somebody else and do another gang handstand, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you in this school building.
Wait, man. We got a new caller calling in. Caller, what's happening?
Yeah, what's good, man? How you doing, man? Stanton.
This who?
This Stanton, DJ Stanton, calling out of Gary, Indiana. What's up?
What's cracking, baby boy?
What's up, baby? What's going on, dude? How you feeling?
Jeez, your world, man.
I'm just checking you out about the report cards and everything. Go ahead, do what you're doing.
Oh, thank you, sir. We greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now,
I don't know what to do no more.
Hold up, man. You told the little boy that you was going to be his if he came back up to your son.
I told him, if you walk up to my son one more time and do another gang handstand, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you. Yes, I did. I don't give a... These kids know what I'm saying.
Now,
they know.
Now,
like, when I walked into a school building, they like that. That's a Vucci mama.
Hold up. Oh, yeah, I forgot it. Your son named the Vucci. You just love the dreams. You beat your ass. But anyway, I mean, now we got another parent on the line, Janine. Let me ask you, just so I come home and say, well, mom, me and my friend, we was doing a handshake, and his mama said she going to beat my ass, but he was doing a handshake to me. What you going to do?
School ain't like even gonna be involved in nothing.
Right, so that you do know that at some point that little boy go home and tell his mama you gonna have to bang somebody, right?
I really don't give a damn because he walked up.
You got knocked the fuck out, man!
I really don't care because I had to tell plenty of parents. Like, my son learns the peanuts and strawberries. Them kids be up in there trading off lunches. Like, my son had to eventually have to sit by himself.
Too.
Well, your
father's
not
supposed to
be eating
no strawberries
and peanuts. Right, we know that. They didn't 911 this boy out more times than I can count. Yeah.
It's blue jeans again, y'all. It's blue jeans. He acting up.
What grade is he in?
He in second.
The second grade?
Uh-huh.
Damn.
He's sad.
Yeah, he's smart as hell. That's not the problem. He's smart as hell. He's just not applying himself no more.
I'm trying to figure out something. Was motherfucker still wearing DaVucci jeans back there about 7 years ago?
You said, did they do what?
Was they wearing DaVucci jeans like 7 years ago? I mean, because you named that boy off a pair of jeans.
You know what? I knew he wasn't going to be no junior.
Huh?
I knew he wasn't going to be no junior. He wasn't going to be no Timothy Jr., I can tell you that.
Yeah, but you named him DaVucci.
What's wrong with his name? He stands out.
You know how they go, bad kids are? They could destroy that name at school. DaCucci.
They already started doing it. DaCucci.
DaVucci.
Just fucking him call him Coochie.
Hey, Coochie. Hey, Coochie, come here, Coochie. That's why he's so bad. He got to fight all the goddamn time.
He ain't never had a fight.
Because you didn't have the goddamn jeans.
Yeah, he ain't no goon. Not with no name like that.
Yeah, that's the problem.
You
right
goon, dog? What's your name? My name.
What you said?
He, tell him that his middle name.
What's his middle name?
Terrell.
Oh, I thought you were going to say guest.
You know what?
Hey, y'all wilding out, dude. Y'all wilding out here. Y'all wilding the fuck out.
The Coochie Death.
I mean, yeah, he named after Jesus.
Coochie, you said Coochie Duff.
You said Coochie Duff.
Coochie Duff.
Y'all stupid, man.
Y'all,
Hold on. Let me ask this question. So your kid in the second grade, he got to fight every day.
He trading off peanuts and strawberries or whatever.
Yeah, what do
you said what? You said what?
She hung up, man. She left. She left, y'all. She left. Oh, she back. She back.
Because hey, I'm trying to figure out.
Y'all some jackass.
Hey, I feel like
food every day, huh?
Hold on, Stanley. What's your question, dog? What was your question to the founder?
I'm basically trying to figure out what's going on, you know, because he's like he in the second grade and he's fighting every day, and I'm like, I remember a lot of kids that's in the second grade back in the day, man, was fighting and everything too. I mean, it's a never ending cycle. It's a never ending cycle. Trading food, that's a never ending cycle.
He keep on saying he want to be a damn drug dealer. What the fuck? Like, most kids want to be a lawyer, a doctor.
I'm going to tell you the reason why. Just like when you saw Boys in the Hood back in the day, and he said what he wanted to be a drug dealer. They wanted to be. Kids are not bad when they're growing up from the beginning. They just like to imitate the atmosphere that's around them. As simple as that. Whatever they see on Tell Lies and Vision, that's exactly what they want to be. When you watch the news all the time.
He don't watch. He watched the Disney Channel and Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm. But guess what? There's a lot of times where he turned from the Disney Channel and Nickelodeon. And then there's people
that's
around
true,
him.
But he watched Adult Swim.
Right. But then, oh, man, so you said Adult Swim, so you're talking about the Boondocks automatically. So you go into the Boondocks, you go into a lot of different other shows, you got drug dealers and anything like that, but that Adult Swim is for adults. But when he's not looking at those shows. Right, but when he's not looking at those shows, anything like that, there's somebody around him talking a certain way, acting a certain way, somebody's dressing a certain way, and somebody's sleeping and eating a certain way, and he copies everything that he sees. That's what a child does. A child mind is one big human sponge. It soaks in everything. It records everything that you do. That's why when people say, oh, your kid acts just like you, because he recorded you. It's as simple as that.
Oh, well, hold on, man. I got a problem. Hold on. I got a problem with that, man. You saying that if I had a son, he would copy me, right?
Yep. A kid always copies their parent. One of the parents.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
And that's exactly what they hear to do.
My son go in the bathroom and beat his dick because he seen me beat my dick.
You said what now? Say it again.
I'm saying. If my son walk in the bathroom and see me beating my dick, then he going to do it. Is that what you said?
Exactly.
You know what, Truth? You idiot.
I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to break this down for you. If you went into the restroom and once your son seen you doing what you're doing, he's like, Daddy, what you doing? If you don't give him no good explanation why you doing that, then, you know, he'll go back and do the same thing. Next thing you know, you'll open up the bathroom and see him trying to copycat and see if he got the same thing or doing the same thing that you did. It's an automatic thing. It happens all the time. If you eat a certain ice cream, your kid going to eat that certain ice cream. If you eat it a certain way, he's going to eat it a certain way. It's automatic. It's simple as that.
Most people that work in the mill got the same thing a drug dealer has. They got nice rims. They got nice cars, nice houses. I said they keep jewelry on and stuff like that. I said, you ain't got to be no drug dealer just to have nice chicks, just to have nice cars.
Exactly.
You need to tell them the truth about drug dealing. There are two ways you don't go. Ain't no pension plan after that shit either. Either jail or dead.
This is true. This is
ain't
very
no
true. Full-
You don't get no 401. You don't get no 401k for that shit either. Once you grow up to a smart drug dealer, I'm just saying. All
right. Well, on that note, y'all, we're gonna go into a song right quick. I like this. It's called
Children. Hold on to your dreams.
No. It's called Sad Money.
Too young. Too black. Too strong.
Oh, hell.
Richie Stack. Street money, dirty money, filthy pack money, tax money, untaxed, double bag money, double up money.
I'm cleaning up. Audrey Hoji beefing, bro. Move the stash out. Make sure nobody peeping us. Watching for the cops and robbers. Catch us slipping, trying to stop us. Drop booming all day. Tracks moving, hella problems. That pound like a tower. Filthy, I ain't took a shower. Been grinding 3 days, making money three ways. Riding through you city, back and forth, burning the East Gate. Stopped at my factory, grab me a cheesecake. Say he wants the whole plot, he gon' take the whole ride. Ain't no cutting it open, you gon' trust that whole ride. Strip club, late night, bottles up, roll dice. Whipped up, late night, filthy money in the light. Street money, dirty money, filthy bag money. Tax money, untaxed, double bag money. Double up money, triple stack money. Run your rent, bring your bag, cause you get money.
Money, 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 money,
money, money. Back on the track, moon mix tastes like they some pack. Yeah, I want it all before you make the call. Holla back, ain't no bullshit. Get it till it's gone, ain't nothing left. She gon' dance for this filthy money till she out of breath. Cooking like a train chef, loud got me brain dead. All I hear is money, getting dollars every time still. Rich stack, got me looking like a sensei. Let the money do the talking, they gon' do what I say. He declined on the pay, he gon' have to make a way. Take your chain, but the shit fake. Play, play, no way, he don't want it that way. Thought in these shoes, gotta take charge, oh, oh. Street money, dirty money, filthy bag money. Tax money, untaxed, double bag money. Double up money, triple stack money. Run your rat, bring your bag, cause you get money.
Money, 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 money,
money, money, money, money.
All right, y'all, welcome back. I like that track. That track is tight. Let's see, right, Stunny? I got it from you. Can y'all hear me? Oh,
yeah, we hear you.
Oh, okay. It's some cat named Richie.
Oh, okay.
It's called,
okay.
It's called Stack Money. He's from Gear, I think. I believe he's from Gear. 219 anyway.
That's what's up.
So I who I got on here? Janine, what's on your mind, sweetheart? What's cracking?
Nothing much.
It's caller's choice tonight. So
we
rolling off of you. I say it's caller's choice tonight. We rolling off of you. What you got for us?
Oh yeah.
How many times did you come this week?
Not enough.
Not enough?
Never enough.
No, okay, give me a number.
You can never let enough.
give me a number. Just give me a number. 1 week. How many times is enough in 1 week?
How many times is enough?
Yeah. How many times would you like to come in a week?
I would like to come for that 7 days. Let's see if I had 3 times. I would say a minimum.
Wait a minute, did she just multiply that?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Did she just get on there and say 7 days times 3 is... Hold on, Janine.
Let me bring in a new caller. We got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening?
Oh, man, it's just me, man. I hung up by mistake.
Oh,
all right,
all
right.
All
right,
go ahead, Jay. 7 times what?
I would say... She
said a minimum now.
That's 21. That's the minimum.
She said a minimum of
21 times in 1 week.
Yes. That's only 3 times a day.
Yeah.
Whew.
I know it's
but
down the table.
I understand, you know, things get in the way, people got to work and stuff like that, but, okay, at least two. I mean, damn.
If you're a nipple,
okay,
you could do it.
Well, now, let me ask. So how many times, like, in one session do you feel like you're supposed to come?
If it's a good session, it should be more.
Because, you know, women, you know, I mean, of course, we're going to get y'all that one, and we gonna lay down for a minute. But before we get our one, how many you feel y'all supposed to get?
Like, maybe 8 or 9, but that's not even realistic. I would
8
like
or 9?
8 or 9.
On,
Damn.
Should I be horny?
I ain't gonna say that's not unrealistic. That's a feasible number, man. What are you talking about, dog?
In one session?
Because there's the like the what is it called, the before sex, there's the what the fuck is that? The appetizer.
Wait a minute, did she just do the appetizer?
So I guess that's the main course, huh?
She said the appetizer.
I'm trying
to get that. Hold on a second, Fonda. We're going to flip it. Okay, Janine said 21 times in a week. She wants to come 21 times within 7 days.
That's a reasonable number right there. That would be great.
Three times. Now, LaFonda is saying 8-9 times in one session. All right, I'm going to start with you, Stanley. You personally, how many times is good for you in one session?
How many times a good nut? A good ass
yep.
nut? All right, before we.
Go ahead.
I want to at least get, I want to get two to three good ones. I tell you the main trick to rocking that motherfucking chick, like she said she can do 8 or 9. The main trick. Don't tell nobody this shit. It's between us.
Alright.
The first thing you do is like when you with that girl and anything like that, y'all about to really get down there and your dick is already rock solid hard, anything like that. Go in the bathroom and beat off. Beat your shit off. Get that nut out.
Get that first one out the way.
As soon as you come back in there,
I beat my
right
dick like it owes me money.
There you go. And then when you come back in there, you're going to be tearing that ass up. And that 89 that she's talking about, it's gonna be there. You're going to be sweating like a motherfucker. She's going to be like, you came here? Hell no. What's the most rock in that cup? Let's go.
Right, Stan. Now, let me ask you something. What if you don't do that, man? What if you don't jack off?
You can take that 5-7 minute plunge and shit and be done.
Well, no, you do the 10-second rule. Like when you feel it, you pull it out for that. You know, when you about to go hard, you take it out, get that 10-second count, and go back in.
Everybody ain't got no stamina like that though. Everybody, man, that's why when chick be talking, that motherfucker dead as hell. Cause the motherfucker don't know how to control his shit. You got to know how to control your shit. That's a man thing. Kids don't know how to control their shit. Men know how to work that shit. That's what we do.
I give you 3 strong good minutes.
Oh, wow.
Maybe
really?
5.
That dude's stupid, man.
Maybe
that
5.
Good.
Maybe 5.
If I had some meat on the table, you might get 5 minutes out of it. But we got a new caller to the show, y'all. Caller, what's happening?
What's good, man?
You know that's way low.
Way low.
What up?
Who's your boy entertainment in the house?
You know it. What's good with y'all?
Just chilling,
man.
Hey, how many times are you satisfied when it comes to coming in one session? You yourself personally. How many nuts you trying to get in one session?
Should at least 3.
Why every man says that? I mean, you should be able to go. Well, now
hold on, LaFonda, I'm coming to you.
Longer than that.
LaFonda, I'm coming to you. Hold on. Now, Waylo said 3. Okay, now, LaFonda, is that true?
Fuck you, man.
They wanted to say, motherfucker, you ain't Papa Faye's motherfucker.
Why did you just do that?
Hey,
he left it open. Wide open. He gave me no choice but to take it. I saw the opportunity and I took it.
Even
a choice.
Wow.
It took me a minute to catch that.
Now, I'm just fucking with you, dog. Oh, yeah, you left it wide open, man. I had to take it, you know, because, you know, everybody know you're the funny guy history.
We ain't got history either. History is you dated somebody and y'all feel
go ahead,
like
keep
cool.
It on the low. It's all good. Keep it on the low. Because Wayla already told us what was up.
What happened?
That one day you didn't call? Yeah,
really?
He put all your business out there. Yup. How you like to take it? Mm-hmm. Can you still put your legs behind your head?
I like to take it a whole bunch of different ways.
Can you still put your legs behind your head?
I can still do that, too, because I'm still flexible as hell while you're playing.
Okay.
Just
wait,
lying.
Line,
then,
you
wasn't.
Cannot.
I guess you're lying. How would I know that?
She lying, dog.
Oh,
wow. She lying. She can't do it.
Don't say what I can't do.
I'm calling you out.
How you know?
Because I just don't believe her. Nah, she want to prove it. All she got to do is, hey, we got videos, pictures. You post anything you want on SinCity.com.
I can't post no pictures on Sin City because it won't let me.
If there's a will, there's a way.
You know what? I need to just update my damn phone.
Yeah, there you go. Try doing it from an actual computer.
Right, do it from the computer.
Off my computer.
Like I said, she can't do it, dog. I don't believe her.
See, and men say there's no plausible way for a woman to do a split on a man's dick either, and it's actually plausible. Did not know.
Yes, it is. A Chinese split. Yes, you can do a split on a man's dick. They can do a split. Not the one they do with the side, but the where they spread their legs all the way up. It can happen.
They can do it sideways.
I've seen it and been done, so don't say
I
that.
I knew your
it
ass
happen.
Was a damn freak.
I'm not a freak. I just like experimenting.
I'm not talking about you.
Who?
Me?
You talking
about you,
fool? Oh, yeah.
You talking about Waylo.
Waylo.
I never denied that.
Okay, LaFonda. Waylo said he never denied that. He never denied being a freak.
I'm just saying, I kind of figured he was, because the minute he said that you cannot do the French, I think it's a French split or a regular split, he's like, yes, you can.
Damn all that. Y'all still getting off the plan. I don't think she can do it.
I'm starting to believe she can't either. She changed the subject too much.
Oh, right. No, I never change the subject. I've always been a freak. It's just that I don't give my freakiness to everybody.
You know what? Hold up. I understand that concept. Well, who the fuck do y'all give y'all freakiness to? That's all you over here. I don't do that with it. Gotta go with somebody's shit. I'm so tired of hearing that shit. I don't do it with everybody. You fucking
like
somebody?
I'm going to say this, because y'all so, men are so quick to call a woman a hoe.
Mm-mm.
You got to watch who
my
you
whole,
lay down with.
My whole outtake on that shit, all women is not hoes. Women like to fuck as much as men do, so I don't call all women hoes. All women, hey, you know, I you know what, LaFonda, I'm going to tell you, and for real, I mean, we don't think like that now. But we do believe
it. We brothers, we got to stop calling these women bitches and hoes. We got to stop it. That's right.
Because every bitch ain't a hoe and every hoe ain't no bitch.
Wow. All right, let me
ask you a question to the fellas. What's the difference between a hoe and a slut? Can anybody give me a definition, the difference?
A hoe doesn't get paid to lay down. A hoe gets paid to lay down and a slut doesn't. A slut gonna do it, she gonna bust down for anybody. A hoe gonna make sure she get her money before she bust down.
Okay, well, hell, there you go. The fellas answered your question. But, anyway,
oh, wow.
Let me ask you something, man. But now, everybody always talks about what they don't do. I mean, but now, in this bedroom, don't anything go?
Hell no, anything don't go.
And why is that?
Bedroom, about it to my damn bedroom. You're not going to bring another dick into my bedroom if I can't bring another dude up in there.
Okay, now we ain't talking about all that. I mean, you got to be a special type of lady to be able to handle stuff like that. But I'm just saying, as far as like just the, like, okay, motherfucker told me that they was 35. They ain't never slept big in 35 years.
Bullshit runs a marathon. Bullshit runs a marathon.
I mean, because I'm like, okay, you ain't never slept. I ain't never slept.
Do you know how many times I've used that line on somebody before? Do you know how many times used the line that I've never got my pussy gay? And they be like, oh, I want to be the first one to give that experience to you. Really?
Well, for future reference, I'm going to tell you, if you told me that, I'd be like, well, shit, I hope you find that perfect someone for you. Doing it. I mean, come on now. Anything over 19, I'm like, shit, you done did pretty much everything under the sun.
That's not true. I've met a female that never did it before. She tried it and it sucked, and I damn near wanted to commit suicide.
No.
Damn.
What it was is she just
wasn't
good.
She didn't believe she sucked at it.
Right, that's what she did. She just trying to lie to that. See, I told you it ain't gay. I told you I can't do it. What you gonna learn?
I've done that one before too. I sucked at it.
But I'm going to tell you like this, if you bite me, I'm going to bust you right across your goddamn forehead.
She sucked at it for real.
No. They've been groomed for this ever since they was a kid, from the pacifier to the prostitute. I mean, they've been groomed to do this.
I don't know about them.
Right, everybody ain't good at it. I mean, that's just like they can say, well, every nigga can't eat pussy good. All right, well, every woman can't
that's
suck
because
that
every nigga can't.
All right, well, every woman can't suck that good. But nevertheless, that don't mean that was the first thing she sucked.
Yeah, but in that situation, if you don't really want to do it, you ain't going to do it too good anyway because you don't want to do
exactly.
it. You don't want to ask you to do it again.
That's
right. Yeah. You gonna learn today.
You gonna learn, motherfucker.
You gonna work this out.
That's like a dude telling you, like if a female told you she like men's toes and she like to suck on men's toes, you will never kiss me in my mouth. I'm sorry. If a dude tells
but
me
that goes back
never,
to what
ever,
he said earlier. That goes back to what he said earlier. What happens in the bedroom, there ain't nothing off limits in the bedroom. You and your person.
Some shit off limits in the bedroom. You would never go ain't on me.
What?
Oh, girl.
You would never go ain't on me.
You done got poked 100 times, I bet.
Shit, you was a damn lie. I don't even play that. I'm still a virgin in the area. Plan on staying a virgin in the area. Man, people keep saying that shit is not painful. You's a motherfucking lie.
How you know?
Because too many people have told me, oh, girl, it don't hurt that bad. And you, when the head go in, you don't feel it no more. Really? It's your ass in that crown.
And now you wonder why Waylo stopped calling.
All right. You got too many restrictions.
You know what? I do not have a whole bunch of restrictions. I just don't do anal. And I don't do threesomes either.
There you go. There you go. That other restriction.
But why should I have to do a threesome? I don't want to go down on no girl.
Okay.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
You don't have to.
That's not a law.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I want to see the whole. I want to see the whole. I'm sorry.
A lot of different shit goes on in a threesome besides women going at women. Exactly.
Restrictions,
if you got all your restrictions, then don't do the shit. That's some bullshit. Exactly. Exactly. There you go. I
wanted to try.
I'm gonna clap myself. Dude, I mean, come on now. I hear y'all talking that shit, fellas, but y'all know damn well. You know goddamn well you want to see. Oh, shit, we're going to do her. What, you going to do her? Yes, yeah.
I don't see a damn thing wrong with it. Well, there ain't nothing wrong with it, but if she say no, I'm cool with that because I don't want to get mad at Lee.
my first time having a threesome, I seen them two female, well, the one chick that brought me over to the chick's crib. She went down on the other chick first, and it was like, that was the most amazing shit that I ever seen in my life.
Oh, wow.
I concur.
I must say it's a great experience.
Saying, I want another dude to go down.
Don't even say it.
You know what?
Well, everybody in here threw up.
Hold up.
I just threw up.
You know what? See, that's just a win. Lafonda, that's just you being an asshole. Because you know damn well you don't want to see another man sucking another man. You don't want to see that. You don't. Now, y'all sit there, but why y'all can't touch each other? Do you really want to see that? No, you don't. You don't want to see it.
However,
we wants to see that. We want to see that, and it's not frowned upon for y'all to do that. And you know that.
And that's the problem right there.
What's the problem?
It shouldn't be a fucking problem.
Game, recognize game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now. I mean,
because that's the first thing I always hear a woman say. Well, you going to fuck with him? Do you really want to see a motherfucking man fuck with another man? He done fucked this man in the ass. Now you really want him to come fuck you next? Come on. Or this man that sucked his other man's dick, you really want...
It's just like...
Hey, so how's that weather in Minnesota, bro? How's that weather?
You don't want to change that subject quick.
It's the simple fact that they get on here and they say that bullshit all the time. Well, shit, if you ain't going to do it, then that's a goddamn lie. That's a lie. You don't want to see it. You don't want to see it. So I appreciate if y'all stop fucking saying that. That's just wrong.
It ain't even that.
I concur.
Like, okay, you want us to have a threesome. I'm just saying, when you having a threesome and you, like, you wearing a condom, do you change the condom before you go to the next chick or you use the same condom?
If it ain't no nut in it, what's wrong with it?
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Well, you know what?
My first time.
You said
that I
if I got two women, I'm doing
condoms.
One. You want me to take the rubber off and put a brand new one on to do you? You fucking the world up now. You know how much rubbers cost now?
And go buy the value pack. Shit.
No, that ain't gonna happen. I don't know no man that's gonna do that shit, to be honest with you.
Hey, I did it the first time because I ain't know no better. So shit.
And that's hell even worse than the
you. You just wasted
one. You don't know better, but now you don't do it. So basically,
you
said now you don't do it. You just use the same condom.
See, you went from three to one in one session.
Hell no.
Now you got to go back to the store and buy some more. Your three pack then went to a one pack.
Oh,
yeah, those motherfuckers don't cost no dollar no more.
Hell no.
Don't nobody change rubbers in the middle of sex. Unless that motherfucker break.
And unless it bust.
Then you going to change, but other than that, ain't no motherfucker changing. That shit's crazy. You throwing the moon off now.
You know?
I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't even do shit no more, man. Fuck it. I just go back off, man. Fuck it. Fucking up my groove. That's crazy.
But if you like at a swingers party, the motherfuckers, they use
giant
rubbers and shit.
That's different.
But
right. We're the threesome in my bedroom.
Right.
Ain't nobody around but us.
I don't know. So, really? I feel like this. You bring into the chick, I don't know, we don't know what her coochie been at, but you finna bring her in her, and you finna use the same kind of, you just dipped in her coochie in, on me, no.
LaFonda, I'm gonna say it again, you got too many goddamn rules. God damn.
Like I said, I've never had
you can't
a
do
I've
this, you can't do that, you can't do this.
I've never had a man give me any restrictions, really? I probably... Out of all the relationships I've been in, I probably won the 9 times out of 10 run the relationship.
You know,
is that true?
So what?
Me and him was not in a relationship.
LaFonda, I'm gonna tell you like this. I mean, on the date, me and you went on a date, and you got to telling all these restrictions, this, that, and the other. You know, if we went to a whole.
I would tell you no shit like that. The first day I went on a date with you, that would go down in. That'd be the worst day ever.
I'm gonna tell you, if we go to a hotel or something, you giving me all these restrictions, I'm just gonna go get a pack of squares. That's all.
I'll be right back.
You don't fuck around. Fuck around with me, she gonna think she an American me.
Hey,
I'll be like, I hope you got some money, cause I'm gonna leave your ass at the motherfucking restaurant. I got to go to the bathroom.
Hey,
I'll be back. I can't do that if we ever get down. I'll be right back.
I'm leaving your ass to you.
So you go into the bathroom, go straight out the door. She's like, what is
man, I'm ordering up a whole lot of shit. Shit that I ain't going to even eat.
Hey, she's going to
be washing some dishes like a motherfucker.
Like, I ain't even seen him smoke one square all night. Need him. We're talking about even go get a pack of squares. Shit.
Right, like, damn, I left my papers in the car. I'll be right back. So I'll be right
back. I've never had a man tell me no at all. They'd be like, okay, whatever you want, baby.
Because he's thinking you're going to give in and shut up.
No.
But it don't happen.
You don't
have to
say it like that.
I'm sorry. Look, Father, I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you.
You like, it just don't happen.
I mean, because I could just see you just talking during sex. Wait a minute, you're going too deep. It's too hard. Wait a minute. Why so
you're
hard?
You're too
man?
Fast. Slow down.
I'll be
right.
Like, wait, no. I'll be like, wait. Like, I'll be telling you, you have to wait because I don't want to feel, like, if I feel it in my stomach, I'm going to tell you to wait so I can catch my deep breath.
Well, you're going to be out of breath, motherfucker, with me.
You know why you feeling in your stomach? Because he's trying to put it in your throat so you can shut the fuck up.
Right, all that goddamn talking, man. I'm trying to bust it up. You talking.
Fuck you think you talking to, man? You ain't the motherfucking man no more. I'm the one. Shit has changed. It's a new day, bro. You can't clean.
You can't be doing all that talking during sex. That throw a motherfucker
off. I don't. I'll be telling
him. He want to hear that moaning and shit. He don't want to hear you yapping.
You
know what I mean?
You up there got your stroke on, are you hearing it? Wah, 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 wah,
wah. I tell you what,
look,
Father.
Man, I'm trying to
tell you what. If you ever had sex with me, we going to do the choking.
I'm gonna choke your ass out.
What else?
Finally, silence. Now I can do what I gotta do.
You say now she quiet. I can't finish my job,
out, man. Put ass in a rear naked choke.
This is my groove. Don't fuck with my groove, nigga. You understand what I'm telling you? I'm tired of you punks coming out with this bullshit.
Yeah, on that topic, that's going to be a one-night stand like a motherfucker, whether you want it or not. You ain't calling me. Talk to that damn much, man.
Is it worth it if a female does a one-night stand, for real, though? Like, if you sleep with a dude and you don't talk to his ass no more, it's, like, I just, it's been a couple
that's
of months since I talked to him, and he's like, dang, you one-nighted me. And I'm like, no, I didn't. I'm like, I just got distracted, but I really one-nighted his ass because he pissed me the fuck off.
Wow.
It's not bad. One-night stands are not
the
bad.
It's the worst sex you could ever have. Like, seriously.
Most one-night stands, you don't even know they one-night stands.
Uh-huh.
You don't know what's a one-night stand.
I had some pretty good one-night stands.
Yeah, but you didn't know they were one-night stands at that particular time.
I pretty much think you know it's a one-night stand, man. If you, you pretty much know that. You just pull this mug out. You know what I'm saying? You probably know you ain't gonna never see this mug again.
That's if you
I have to disagree with you on that one, bro.
I don't know. Let's go through the panel.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. What y'all actually saying? You man, Tom, are you saying
when you do a one night stand? Do you know it's a one night stand?
I don't think you know what someone might say going in.
Yes, you do.
That's what I said. That's 2-1. I'm saying
you know it's a one night stand. Hell yeah. Hell, the women know it's a one night stand too. A lot of times, they be the motherfucker be like, okay,
so
let me slide.
First thing they're going to say is, I don't be doing this all the time. Which is bullshit.
Use that line, that's a
common line from a chick. I don't do this all the time.
I'm a man in a heartbeat. Like, seriously.
I don't do this on the first date.
It happens.
Lord. I normally don't do this, but I'm going to do it this time.
Shut up. Be like, shut up and just
take the fuck out of here with that bullshit. You probably just did the shit last night. Lying.
Right.
Oh, wow.
All the time.
Oh, no.
Just done the shit.
They sit that way. I ain't, you know what? I can't believe I just did this. Bitch, you did. Okay. All right. For real? Was it good?
No, you won't. I'm thinking like that. You don't believe you just did it. You did it pretty goddamn good.
Right.
I want to see what happened when you know you're doing it.
Right.
Shit.
Can a man take a nut? I'm just wondering. Like, can a man really take a nut?
Yep.
Yeah, if he got a rub on, yeah, he can.
Yep, with the quickness.
But if he ain't got no rub on, he can't take it, right?
Yeah, it's kind of hard when you don't got no rub.
It depends on the woman.
Unless you just go down. Now the pussy can be so boring that you just go down. You can fake it like that, huh?
Yeah, but I mean, don't y'all feel like a warm sensation when we nut?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Plus you.
I'm just wondering.
A woman can
feel
it.
Women do it all the time, but I was just wondering, can a man do it?
I don't think nothing. I just say I'm tired.
What you say? You ain't wasting yours.
I'm tired, goddamn. I'm tired.
Once I start, I can't stop. I don't give a damn. Hey, goddamn, we got this far. You better work with me.
Let's ask the sex expert. You mean, can a man fake one?
Not with me.
I like your style, son.
Yo, G, I like the girl of yours.
Say you an ill nigga, B.
Now, LaFonda, you think somebody fake one with you?
No, I'm asking because I know women do it all the time.
Hell
and yeah, I have
hell
to do one of them because
I know LaFonda probably
one of them.
Hey, LaFonda thinks she's got 20 kids by now because niggas like, oh yeah.
Choose a tie, clip, and burn. Like, seriously, I ain't never worried about that one. I got my three tie, clipped, and burnt.
I'm so tired of her talking. Hey, he hit that.
Just all get right, out of
the way. Clip your real
ass. I'm on break. Shit, I'm gonna be late for work.
Right, I'm gonna call you.
I'm gonna call you. But I really gotta go right now.
Because this dude, I promise you, I don't want to say his real name, but he know, like he was just.
You don't want to say his name? Stop lying.
I'm not gonna say his name though. I'm not gonna say his name.
It never stopped you before. Waylo ain't even on the phone no more. Waylo hung up.
Waylo did not hang up, but it's not Waylo either.
No, I'm not here.
We're good.
He was cool. Like, he was a cool dude. And he kept on saying, I don't understand, like, why my ex cheated on me. So, been talking for about 4 months. And I'm like, okay, I'm horny. I'm finna just see what it do. He dropped his head. And I'm looking like, I see why she cheated on you. You don't have a seat. My son got more than you do.
Damn.
I didn't mean to say it out loud, but it kind of, like, rolled off my tongue.
Well, you said that man out loud. See, that's what I'm saying. You need to stop because somebody's going to smack the shit out of you one day. For real. I'm serious. All bullshit aside. You going to catch somebody on to say some fucked up shit to somebody, they'll tear your ass up.
No. That's not
fault,
though. Your son got more than me, huh? Well, take this motherfucker in. You blame her. This motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hey. You better call CSI. Hey. Hope I left some evidence.
Hey, motherfucker.
Hope there's some DNA up in there.
Yeah, motherfucker, ass down, dog. Hey, what you doing?
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
That's all what you said. I said. She better not say it, but she better not say it.
Yeah, no.
Your ass kept
Lord,
you just so rough with a fine.
My fault. He kept on saying it. Like, every conversation we had, I just don't understand why she cheated on me. Really? And I'm
Lord,
like, you seem like a
great guy.
What?
LaFonda, let me ask you a question. How often,
what?
How many times a week do you have sex? Honestly.
I work probably more than I do anything, so not that often. Like, I haven't had sex at all this week or last week or the week before that.
That's why. Do you know
as a female, y'all need that, right?
But I don't have
do you know why?
I work midnight.
But do you know why?
Such thing
you, know
as
why?
A quickie? You can have sex in the daytime. You know this, right?
I be trying to sleep during the daytime.
You can also sleep after you have sex in the daytime.
Hold on. Let me ask you. Do you fuck at the job?
No. Well, you need
you ain't never. You ain't never fucked at the job.
I work at a nursing home. That's disgusting.
Nigga, y'all work at a nursing home and ain't nobody there at night. Come on. I know about nursing homes.
Ain't no men that work at the nursing home.
Man, I work at Toys R Us and fuck, so I know you can fuck at your job.
I don't know who got them bodies that day.
So you
don't even fucking none of the old men up in there, huh?
Why would I
want to
fuck any of the old men?
Nah,
fucking like a motherfucker up in there.
Hold on, I didn't say did you fuck the old men. I'm just saying
have
you ever fucked at your job?
No, I haven't.
Have you tried?
No, why would I want to?
You know Charlie down the hall always walking around with his dick in his hand?
No, I ain't talking about the old man. I mean, realistically speaking, I ain't gonna need a lot. If I worked at a nursing home, yeah, I'd be trying to fuck someone with everybody. Like, okay, yeah.
Oh, lady?
No, motherfucker, don't you.
You did say something to everybody. You set
he
yourself
did say
up for
everybody,
that one.
Didn't he?
Yeah, you set yourself up for that one. You
yeah,
supposed
I guess
to say everybody I work with.
Right.
So every female I work with.
Right.
And last week you was just talking about how the old white women be looking good with the perky titties and shit.
Black women, y'all need to take notice of what these white women doing. I mean, I done seen some old, fat, crazy-looking white women, but they titties are just perfectly just round. I'm like, damn.
She's perky as hell,
so well,
and I done had,
so
like... Go ahead,
I'm glad you said that, man. I know not to put my mom and your motherfucking home. That motherfucker don't need a job at the motherfucker old folks home. Women in trouble. White woman with perky titties, 60-70.
She didn't get that.
Over medicating them so they pass out.
Oh, God.
They like motherfuckers.
They're going to ban everybody. They get them damn tax on that. Go get them titties done.
Why my pussy hurt?
Hey, I'm sleeping past the room. Mm-hmm. I told y'all.
What's wrong with that?
They call in the hall like on the Y. Cash coming. They running like a motherfucker. Doors slamming and shit.
Hey, come cash.
Looking for that one with that knife down open in the back.
You know, y'all gonna be some old ass freaky men in the nursing home, and I'm gonna be one of them nurses that's gonna straight cast your ass, and you ain't gonna like me at all.
Man,
you gonna love me. I bet you be in there looking at them old man dicks too. Oh, he got a big one.
I'm coming to the nurse's station every morning and jack off in front of the nurses. And roll back to my room.
Hey, what was that one movie where that old man had his pulled his pants down in front of the nurse?
Oh,
I forgot what movie
man.
That was. It's gonna be called Sin City if you put me in a nursing home every day. I'm pulling my ass. There you go.
I told you, ain't there. I'm rolling my ass up to the nurse station. Thinking like, what is he doing?
I rolled my ass right back. With my treasure robe on, flashing everybody.
And like I said, I'm gonna be one of them nurses.
I'm flashing all the nurses.
When you want somebody in the nurse home to stop doing that mess, you straight cast his ass. That shit is the most painful thing you can get.
Punch your ass. My hands and shit still gonna be working. Now I'm gonna punch your ass. I'm punch your ass. You ain't castrating shit.
Yeah.
That motherfucker fighting.
I ain't saying straight cast.
So what would you do if an old man? What if an old man told you like I got something hurt?
The shit out y'all ass. Put my fingers down in there. Open my room.
Dog, I'm walking around no drawers on. I'm just shit swinging. Hey, good morning.
I'm walking around like dude from Thunder and Arky. I got that problem. I'm just jacking off in front of him.
Oh, I'm self-masturbation disorder. OMD.
I can't help myself. Every time they look around, I'm beating off. Like,
they got,
hey, when I get nervous, I can't help myself. I'm jacking off again. I'm nervous. You make me nervous, girl.
Hey, you know who Raccoon Willie is, don't you?
Uh-uh.
Y'all know who Raccoon Willie is, don't you?
Nah.
Who? Rack 'em Willie, YouTube him. Yeah, he was a old crackhead wino dude, but they used to get him to do little skits or whatever. He an old dude. He'll pop out of nowhere and be like, "I need some pussy." Yeah, just fades out. I'd be every day at the nurse station.
And that's when we're going to put your ass on some steer coils.
They'd be
I'm
telling you, man, this would be my M.O. This would be my M.O. As soon as you come in my room, I know what time I get my meds. Make sure I'm going to dig hard. You turn around, I'm going to stick my dick right on the ass. You can't do shit. What you going to do? She can't hit me.
No, I got a better. You know they come in and give you those sponge baths, right? So she started opened that goddamn. She opened my robe. My shit gonna be rock hard. Yeah, wash right there for me. That's
fuck that. I'm grabbing
your
shit.
You get your shit smacked with a damn towel. Like,
why you gonna smack me with a towel? My shit getting hard. It could just happen. That's just mean and rude.
Hey, I tell you, I got a female doctor. You know what's the worst? I got a female doctor, right? Motherfucker, check your balls and shit. That motherfucker grabbed my shit, both my balls in my hands, and I'm sitting there looking at the ceiling, trying not to get hard in this lady's hand. And that's just what happened.
Hey, that's
what Man, my shit got both hard.
How you explain
that
shit, man?
Hey, Waylo, I was about to say, what did you say, Waylo?
I told her, I was like, I'm sorry. She was like, well, we know that works, don't we? And then that was it.
Hell no.
Oh, man, I'd be like, I need a new patient. I can't be fucked with this motherfucker.
Every time I try to kick this motherfucker.
I'm going to wreck you to another doctor. You need a dude doctor.
Hell no.
Nah.
You would not get hard with a dude doctor. Disgusting.
Hell no. Nah. I can't have a dude, doctor. Hell no.
Nah. Not grabbing my balls, man. Nah.
And it's crazy.
You wait till you
get old,
you got to have that finger in your ass.
I'm a veteran.
Colon test.
Be like, Peter Griffin from Goddamn. Be like Peter Griffin from Family Guy. Then you feel violated, he touched you, didn't he?
Nah, man, when I went to the doctor, man, the motherfucker was like, when I went to the doctor, he was like, you're in your 40s, so, you know, it's time. I was like, yo, man, look.
I'm not
there
yet.
I'm going to get back with you on that one, dog. I got to prepare myself for some shit like that.
So, he said, can I take a rain check?
Right. No, I ain't going to get man.
You should have told him, look. You with a female doctor, man, because I'm a vet and I got to go to the VA hospital. I gotta go to the VA hospital, and I think she in her 40s. She's still a nice looking white woman or whatever. She was like, you know, it's that time. Yep.
He said, yep.
She was like, you know, it's that time. I was like, what time? She was like, usually around 30, you know, you get your shit checked. I was like, oh, shit. It's 30s.
No, it's 40, bro. For black men, it's after their 40s.
She tricked you, dog.
She wanted to finger fuck you, man. She wanted to finger fuck you. So you had this shit feel.
Hey, why you sitting that bench over singing, sitting on top of the stage?
hey, dog, if he's singing that, he's singing that other one. I got nothing but love for you.
And then he sounded like Fire Boy when she did it. Oh, I got nothing.
She told me 30 years old, bro. I swear she
told me. Yeah,
man, it's
40. It's the
40s,
dog.
The black man
is 40. Did you just hear me say, I'm not there yet?
Yeah,
Waylo. She violated you, dog. She violated you. That's date rape.
She jacked my shit off, got me rock hard in the doctor's office, stuck a finger in my ass. That's some kind of rape, man.
You got used to something.
I hope you never pay for that session. You should have got that one for free.
Shit.
Man. It's the VA. It's the Veterans Hospital, so everything.
Oh,
free,
that's
so
free. She says, if it's free, I'm getting my rocks off, too. You probably were the last patient, too.
She wasn't rubbing your back at the same time, was she, dog?
Oh, yeah, stroking his head every so often.
Right, rubbing on his back. Talking about, it's going to be okay. It's going to be quick. You ain't going to feel the pain.
Oh, y'all stupid.
That shit ain't no joke, man. You got to prepare yourself for that kind of shit, dog. That shit ain't fun at all.
Wait till the hunger be calling the doctor's office. Hey, bitch.
Yeah, he called his lawyer now, man.
I think I got violated.
No, it's 40 for black men, man. I know for a fact that black men over 40 needs to have it done.
Yeah, I thought it was 40, too, for black men.
For white guys, it's their 50s if you're white.
Oh, well.
Yeah, we over time anyway.
All right, well, we'll give it in.
I got to go back to work, man.
What?
I got to go back to work, man. I got shit to do tonight, dog. LaFon, you got any last words for us?
Nothing much. I had a good time. Had a good laugh.
Oh, good. That's our job, to entertain y'all. Janine, you got any last words for us?
It was good talking to y'all. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
All right. Wick?
Great show. Catch y'all tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel.
All right. Mr. Co-host, you still here with us?
Yeah, I'm here, man. SandCity.Screws.com. Tomorrow, let's talk about some fucking shit. I'm out of it. We was PG tonight. I'm trying to get Triple X tomorrow.
All right, as long as we bring it on nobody's grandmothers. Old folks and shit like that.
They better not be perky.
Oh, that's nasty as hell, man. I'm about to come out with a public service announcement tomorrow to try to clean that shit up.
Alright, man, let's get the fuck out of here. Alright,
y'all. Same time tomorrow night, y'all. We out. Peace, love, head grease. Thank everybody for calling and listening.